Thank you. Good afternoon. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about understanding youth and adult perceived neighborhood environments and the association of health behaviors, but really focusing on the food environment and food accessibility. So I'm switching gears a little bit from the transportation. I have no relationships to disclose. So as my colleagues have already mentioned, the built environment refers to aspects of the environment that are modified by humans. So that includes our homes, our schools, anything that is basically built by humans. And so I was really interested in seeing what's the food access environment like near schools for students and homes for parents. And so the literature is pretty prevalent in terms of the adult literature showing that there are relationships, but with the youth, we don't know the direct relationships. We know that in a California-based study, the fast food restaurant environment within a half mile of schools is related to a greater intake of soda and lower intake of fruits and vegetables. Other research has shown that living near a fast food restaurant or convenience stores and grocery stores is related to either frequenting a greater density, is related to frequenting these fast food restaurants for males or having a greater intake of sugar sweet beverages. And so I was really interested to see what is the relationship. And with adults, we know that living in proximity to supermarkets is really associated with a greater consumption of fruits and vegetables, and this remains true even when we're talking about low-income individuals. Now, fast food consumption, on the other hand, is related to the availability of actually consuming fast food. And so this increased density of neighborhood fast food outlets is associated with many different things related to obesity, including unhealthy lifestyles, poor psychosocial profiles, and it's especially true for older adults. So the research is building towards showing that the lack of availability of healthy foods is really associated with higher obesity rates for both adults and youth. But really, what do we know about the environment? And so I had access to this wonderful new data set, the Family Life Activities, Sun, and Health in Eating Survey. It's called the FLASHE Survey, and it really helps to answer some of my core research questions. The first one is, is the access of food establishments in a neighborhood as defined by a 10 to 15 minute walk associated with going to the establishment and then purchasing food at this establishment? Specifically for the youth, I wanted to examine the association of food availability around the school, so a 10 to 15 minute walk and related to going to these establishments and purchasing food, and then the same thing with parallel analyses in adults and looking at the home environment and going to purchase food there. So I wanted to give a little bit of background on the FLASHE study design. Really wanted to focus on the fact that this is actually a web-based survey that was done, and I'm going to focus really on the bottom box right here, where we looked at a national sample was taken. Web surveys were done for diet-related features, and then there was a special, a separate section on physical activity-related features. And then questions were asked to both teenagers, youth, 12 to 17, as well as their parents. So we have two different cross-sectional surveys for the diet and two different cross-sectional surveys for physical activity. And this study really is focusing on the diet piece of it. And I want to also say that for the purposes of this study, I'm not looking at the accelerometer data and everything else on the right side, but this dyadic analysis is something that can be done. And this was a web-based one-time study, cross-sectional. And for my study design, which is looking at this survey group, I'm only going to be looking at folks that were responding to all of the questions in my diet-related questions. So to give you a little bit of an idea of how I went about trying to seek the answers to my research questions, I looked at three different measures. Specifically, for the perceived food availability, teens were asked, around your school, within a 10 to 15 minute walk, did you have a convenience store or corner store, a supermarket or a mid-sized grocery store, a fruit, vegetable, or farmer's market, and then fast food restaurant or a non-fast food restaurant? And so these five different built environment establishments were asked in their perceived neighborhood of a 10 to 15 minute walk. With parents, we asked the same question, in your local area around your home, was there a convenience store, supermarket, farmer's market, non-fast food restaurant, or fast food restaurant? And going to the frequenting of these establishments, really going towards the behavior aspect of it, we asked, how often do you go to each of these around your school or for the parents around the home? And for the teens, we asked questions on all five of those food vendor built environment establishments. And for the adults, we asked the first three of convenience stores, supermarkets, and fruit, vegetable, farmers markets. My next question I really wanted to get at was, is this now related to purchasing a meal or snack and eating it at one of these places of a convenience store or fast food restaurant? So the question said, during the past 7 days, how many days did you eat a meal or snack away from home at a convenience store or away from home at a fast food restaurant, giving these examples? And I dichotomized the variables. So, just to give a little bit of grounding on the sample demographics, for the youth, we see that there's a good range of teens from 12 to 17, with many of them being in high school, with over 60% in high school, approximately. And the racial ethnic composition, I do want to point out that it is primarily non-Hispanic white, so about 64% of our population is non-Hispanic white, but we do have 10% Hispanic and about 16% African American or non-Hispanic black. So the first analyses I did, well, first just looking at descriptive data of whether these exist in a 10 to 15 minute walk, we asked teens, and the top two were convenience stores and fast food restaurants. Almost 70% of teens reported that yes, there was a convenience store or corner store within a 10 to 15 minute walk of their schools. And then we see that with fast food restaurants, 58% reported that yes, there was a fast food restaurant within a 10 to 15 minute walk from their schools. And then when I did a chi-square analysis looking at each of these individually, did they actually frequent this? So how often did they go? It was dichotomized of, you know, on a Likert scale of never to always. And every one of these built environment establishments was statistically significant related to actually frequenting these establishments. And so when we look at this, we're basically saying that when kids are near the proximity of these locations, they are going to go. They're going to have, if it's available, they're going to access it. So the next question said, well, are they actually purchasing a meal and eating a meal or snack there? And we have these for the top two of these locations that they perceive in their neighborhood. And so we see that, yes, if teens report a convenience store, they're 2.74 times more likely in the past week to purchase a meal or snack at a convenience store, and then 1.52 times more likely to purchase it in fast food restaurants. So I did these parallel analyses with adults, and to give a little bit of information on the sample demographics of the adults, we see that the majority are in the mid-adult range, which makes sense because they have teenagers who were surveyed in this. And again, the sample is highly non-Hispanic white. I do want to point out that the parents that were surveyed are mostly women, because only 27% or so, 26% are male, and they're highly educated with some college or a four-year college degree or higher, and a fairly affluent population as well, with over 20% having a household income of over $100,000. So again, these same analyses were done looking at descriptives of whether they go to these establishments, and so we see that, yes, parents are likely, same thing, convenience stores and supermarkets, they were likely to go with 60, or likely to have that within a 10 to 15 minute walk from their homes. And here we do see a difference with farmers markets, where only 17% of teens reported actually having a farmers market within a 10 to 15 minute walk of their schools. And here we see that 24.5% perceived having a farmers market. When I did these analyses, again, looking at whether they frequented it, we didn't ask this question of fast food restaurants or other restaurants, non-fast food, but we do see, yes, it's related to going there. And so, again, looking at the parallel analysis of the adults eating a meal or snack in the last 7 days, we do see that, yes, for convenience stores, they do actually eat a meal or a snack at the convenience store, but when we look at fast food restaurants, the odds ratios were not statistically significant. So that's a very interesting finding, and it's different than looking at the youth environment around schools. So the results highlight that there is a high reporting of these establishments within a perceived 15-minute walk of their schools or their homes for both parents and adults. And youth perceptions of convenience stores and fast food restaurants are positively related to actually going there. But the parallel analyses of these don't show the exact relationship. Some of the strengths and limitations of this study I wanted to highlight are we have national data, so it's great because a lot of the literature to date has really focused on just looking at local areas or at the state level, but this is really looking at teens and parents in a variety of locations. But I do want to say that this is not nationally represented data, but it is a national sample. But we do have several limitations of the study, the first being that it is cross-sectional data, so we don't have longitudinal follow-up, and it's a one-time data set, which was collected between April through October of 2014. Another issue, a limitation, is that it is self-reported data. So we asked the teens within a 10 to 15 minute walk, or parents, do you have this in your neighborhood? There's a couple issues with that. One is recall bias. They may or may not remember certain things, and the other aspect is recall bias in terms of actually purchasing a meal at these locations. They may not remember within the past 7 days if they ate at a fast food restaurant or a convenience store. The other limitation, I would say, is neighborhood conceptualization. So this is someone's perception of the neighborhood. So we don't actually know what the observed neighborhood environment is like. And so everyone's conceptualization of a neighborhood can be different and it could vary. And so what we're actually looking at is an individual level perception of a neighborhood rather than an observed objective measure. And lastly, one of the limitations is that it is a highly educated, high socioeconomic group. And so there could be differences that aren't accounted for amongst low-income residents or that aren't accounted for by other SES-related factors. And so in conclusion, we do see for youth, the convenience of fast food availability near schools is related to their perceived built environment establishments and purchasing a meal or snack at the convenience store and fast foods. But for adults, it's related to just convenience stores, but you know, they do go to each of these. So if you build it, they will come. If it's in the neighborhood, they will come. And so future analyses really need to dwell deeper into this and really try to understand what is the environment around schools, what is the environment around homes, and if there are ways to look at the perceived and objective measures and differences between those two, if there are any. And so I'd like to acknowledge two of my co-authors, April Oh and Linda Nebling, also the Flashy team who really has been putting this data together. It will be publicly released in early 2016. And so it will be available for everyone to take a look at, and if there are other questions about it, the website information is at the bottom right there. And I'd also like to acknowledge the Cancer Prevention Fellowship Program, for which I'm a postdoc there, and that has given me the opportunity to really build this area of research of looking at the built environment, and future analyses will be upcoming with this. So this is just the very beginning of this analysis. So that's it. And get the questions.